The number you have reached, 911, has been changed to a non-public number.
What are men good for?
Holy shit!
I did not have sexual relations with that woman. Miss Lewinsky.
I'm sorry, that was highly inappropriate.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
It happened in the middle of the night, there was one man and a dog. I'm not going to get into that with you because it's none of your business.
You idiot! You are listening to Beat Log Radio.
What is up?
This is Adam, and you heard my voice during the theme song because I turned my mic on.
Way to go, Adam.
Hey, I'm still new but the internet radio thing.
So what's going on?
Not much. I'm just sitting here. I'm not the engineer tonight. This is different.
I know. I am. It's pretty cool. Adam's going to take over the Geek Love Radio AIM name tonight, and I'm taking over the engineering duties. Some reason we can't connect to one of our streams, not Rant Radio.
So right now we're only being heard on Rant Radio.
I'll try it again. Nope. I think they got hacked, man.
I didn't want to tell them they got owned.
They got owned. That's all there is to it. But this is Richard, for those of you who haven't never heard us before. And this is Geek Love Radio, and we're kind of short in the studio today.
Yeah, it's just that back to basics. We haven't had just you and me since the very first show.
I know.
Eric's in his room saying that he's busy, but
we don't think he's really busy. He just is shy. He doesn't want to come out here. I think he is scared of talking on the radio. But yeah. So, how was your weekend, Adam?
I don't even remember. Oh, it was good. I did work. That's about it. I voted.
Yeah, I voted too. Election somewhere.
Went to one of those satellite voting things and voted, and yeah, I voted for Kerry because I don't want to vote for Bush because I don't like Bush, and I think it's a waste to vote for a third party candidate, especially in this election. There's just too much at stake to do that. And tomorrow is election day, so all of you eligible U.S. citizens are listening to our show. You better get out there and vote.
Exactly.
If you're a convicted felon and you can't.
And I'm sure there are some out there. And if you are a convicted felon, get people that you know to vote.
Yeah.
But
what's funny, though, is that it seems like a lot of people I know, there's drama between their family, where like their parents want to vote Bush and they want to vote Kerry.
Yeah.
And then like they end up canceling each other out.
What a... Like, it's going to end up being like, you know... 100 votes decides like this election because everybody's canceling each other's votes.
Yeah, it's gonna be like Comedy Central already has this thing on there, like prelude to a recount. They got some like election special, and that's what they're calling it. Yeah, it's gonna be a big fiasco again. I can tell already.
All right, well, sorry, Adam, I'm gonna cut you, but we got some love advice.
Yeah, we have some love advice to dish out.
Yeah, and this is Geek Up Radio, not Political Talk Radio, which that would be a good name for show anyhow. Email us at geekloveradio.com or geekloveradio@gmail.com. Message us during the show at geekloveradio, our AIM name. Did we mention why we were late to people that are listening to now? Yeah,
we were running late because the show before us on Rant Radio, Infonomicon.
Yeah, we're gonna have a word with them.
They show was a little bit longer, so we actually broke into their outro theme music just so we could get this in.
Sorry about that, guys. We had to. You were 15 minutes into our show, so...
Yeah, don't do that anymore.
Yeah, we'll kick your ass. Now, let's see. All right, I'm going to jump into the emails and question comments that we've gotten. This is a comment I guess I got last week after the show, and it said, heard the show last week, wanted to bring up another thing girls say to guys. The guy asks, "Are you mad at me?" The girl says, "No." But really, she thinks, "You fucking son of a bitch, you do that again, and I'll make sure you never, ever have babies again." So, yeah, for those of you who didn't listen, we were talking about things girls say that are out of the ordinary, I guess, you know, that kind of put guys in bad situations, and, like, I thought that was kind of funny.
Yeah, I'd have to say that one's kind of true.
But, so, yeah, that's...
We should probably, guys probably shouldn't ask, "Are you mad at me?"
Know
when she's mad at you.
That's a dumb question, guys, to
that's
ask.
Like signing your name on your, you know, your death warrant or whatever.
Exactly. So don't ask that, guys. All right, let's see what else we have. Oh, it says this is our next email that we got, and it says, "I like this guy, but he won't talk to me. He talks to his friends about me. I know this because his friends talk to me about me." This is very confusing. Why is he doing this?
So basically, she likes this guy. He's not talking to her, but she's finding out from his friends that he talks about her.
Yeah.
His friend?
Yes.
I guess I need more information about what he's saying to his friend.
She didn't want to ask, I guess. I don't know. I emailed her back and asked her, but she didn't.
She should find out what he's saying about her, because it could be something about, "Oh, I like her, but I'm too shy to go talk to her," or she's like, "This girl's a stalker and she won't leave me alone."
Yeah. I don't know. I think if the guy can't talk to you, then obviously there's some things that are wrong. So yeah. Let's see, so...
I just got a request to turn my mic up.
I'm working on it.
Your engineer. Make sure I sound good.
Alright, how's it? Talk.
Testing.
You just need to talk louder, man. I'm joking. Wait, what mic are you on, dude? I don't think you're on your mic.
I don't know. I'm on whatever one you gave me.
Hold on.
Okay, how about now?
Yeah, alright, there we go. Alright, talk some more.
Testing.
We got like 7 mics laying around.
Yeah, I might have just picked up the wrong mic.
Yeah, that's alright. So, let's see. Email. Oh, the girl. I would say just, you know, talk to him about it and ask what he wants to know. And she's like, she felt kind of sad because he wasn't going to talk to her about it. But so yeah. Alright, let's go on to the next email, because that one, we didn't have much information. If you're listening, email us back. You know who you are, because obviously you listen to our show. Alright, next email says, "I met a girl this last summer and I like her. She told me that her husband accidentally shot himself cleaning his gun. When I talked to her, she said it was hard to move on. Well, I came back to," and he requested I didn't say the state for some reason, "and we started to hang out again. We made out and we slept together, and things got more serious. Today she talked to me and said she just wanted to be friends. What do I do?"
Well, she went through some hard times, and I think that the whole thing about her not wanting to be friends could have absolutely nothing to do with what happened to her.
I think she doesn't want to move the relationship on. She just wants to be friends.
How long ago was this?
That of, like, being shot?
Yeah.
I think it was a year ago, from the way it seems.
Yeah, I would respect whatever she said, but she's been through a lot.
Yeah, I would say, I mean, obviously she's going to be pretty distraught about it. And it's kind of hard, because you don't know how to bring... I wouldn't know how to bring this up to her, you know? Be like, obviously, she's going to have these deep inner feelings about what happened, because that's not one... That's not something you forget.
I mean, you could just come right out and ask her if it's something to do with her not wanting to, you know, just move too fast or doesn't want to settle down again or something.
I think if I was him, I'd talk to her and let her know that, like, I'd be there for her, you know? And that... she could take as much time as she needed to, you know, settle things. And if things were going to move on, then they'd move on later. But, you know, for now, man, I just lay back, lay cool, be there for her. Let her take her break. Let her take her time. Let her think about things. But make sure she knows you're there for her. And, I mean, something will happen. If things already happen, obviously there's some sort of attraction there. So just play it cool. I mean, don't worry about it. And if you don't want to wait, I mean, let her know. Be like, "Hey, you know what? I like you a lot, but I don't know if I can wait as long as I need to for you to, you know, come to terms with this. Maybe that'll wake her up and be like, hey, I got this cool guy in front of me. And there's, like, nothing. Be like, maybe she'll realize that she needs to move on. But, alright. You want to read this next one? Or, you want me to summarize it?
Yeah,
do you want to summarize
it? Pretty long email.
I can summarize it pretty easy.
Alright, go ahead and do it.
Alright. The guy says, dear Geek Love Radio folks, Geek Love folks, as I have a bit of a whopper here, and it might not be considered relevant of your topic because it's only indirectly related to your usual topic. Alright, I'm not going to read this because this is huge. Basically, this guy has a friend, and he recently revealed to his friend that he was gay, and he doesn't really know how to act about it. And there's some other things that happened to this kid, I guess. But right now, I guess this guy's just worried about what to do with this guy, like his friend. I mean, the friend he's had for like a couple of years now, like 5 or 6 years or whatever. All of a sudden, you know, the guy that you thought you knew comes out and he's like, hey, dude, I'm gay. And it's one of those things that, you know, he doesn't know how to react to it.
You know what? It's one of those things that's just, it's weird at first. I had the same thing happen to me twice.
Yeah, me too, twice.
And
two.
The first time is a little bit weird, but I think the second time, I mean, you get used to it.
Sometimes
you think to yourself and you think back and the signs were there, you just weren't paying attention.
Yeah.
So maybe you just didn't realize that.
I wouldn't really worry about it.
It's not something he needs to worry about.
He says he sounds a bit selfish, to say the least, to have these feelings after all, you know, that he doesn't know what to do, and he doesn't want to think that this guy's, like, attracted to him, or, like, these are all fears you go through, man. Like, when you, like, most, I mean, like Adam said, this happened to him twice, and this has happened to me twice, too, and, like, just from dealing with it by experience, I know that it's weird, but, I mean, what can you do? I mean, he's the same person you knew before.
Yeah, and I'm pretty sure he knows you're straight if he's your friend.
Exactly. So he's not going to hit on you. And,
I mean, you're probably more likely to have an absolute stranger who's gay hit on you than you are your friend who's gay.
Yeah. Exactly. So, I honestly, he says it's kind of weird because he calls boys gorgeous and stuff, like, when they're out.
See, that was weird for me at first, too. Then you just kind of like, yeah, you're gay. You get over it.
You're gay.
Or you'd be like, wow, that was really gay of you.
Yeah, dude, stop being so gay. That's what I'd always
say.
Yeah,
you say, man, you're so gay. And they'll say, oh, thank you.
You'd be
I
like,
try.
Oh, that's so bad.
I mean, and they don't care.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. Obviously, if he's open about it, then you could even talk to him about it, too, if it's really bothering you that much. And he'll talk to you, and he'll let you know that things are cool.
Yeah, I think that my gay friends are probably among the most, like, understandable, like, group of friends I have that...
One of them, I don't really know what happened.
I think
we turned one of my friends gay. Because, he really... Like, he came to our school, like, late in our... I guess schooling in high school, and we were just always like, hey dude, you're so gay, stop being so gay, you know. And I don't know if psychologically we did it, but I'm kind of scared that we might have, but that can be for another show or something. Alright, we got other things to talk about, so let's just move on since we've been cut off by Infonomicon. Alright, let's see what he really means. Alright, last week we talked about what girls really mean when they talk about things, you know? Like, when they say, hey, yeah, you can go to the strip club with your friends. They obviously are thinking, you go and I'm gonna rip your nuts off, like the other thing said. We thought we'd even it out and say what he really means. And,
you know what? Just realize that it's really good that we have background music on this show.
Which...
Because it's going to keep people from making remixes out of the things that you say during this. It's really good. Otherwise, you could get owned.
Yeah. I never thought about that.
So that we have background music.
We had a good little test run earlier.
People could still do it, but...
We had Well, you guys will hear this sometime. I tried beatboxing. It was the worst beatbox ever.
I put it on a loop. We played it like an hour.
Hour straight in our apartment. It was just like a beatbox set. Yeah, it was so bad.
Yeah, we had to put it on the show. Maybe our Geek Club TV thing.
That and Badger.
Yeah, that's a secret thing, though.
Okay. Alright,
I could start, since I haven't read very much on the show so far. Okay.
Here, can I just do some back?
Go ahead. Yeah.
Alright, I was doing research for this, and before you start, Adam. And I was talking to one of my friends, and he mentioned a site, and it's forgetfoo.com. And this Foo, this guy, it's a blog site, basically. And this guy, Foo, he's awesome. And he was nice enough to let us use his What Guys Really Mean When They Say Things. So I'll let you take that over. Go.
Okay. I need you, which translated is, my hand is tired. Next one. I am different from all other guys. And that is translated to, I am not circumcised. Right, you can take the next one.
I want a commitment. Oh, no, I see why you didn't want to write this one. Alright, if a guy says he wants a commitment, that probably means because he's sick of masturbation. You want me to read the next one, too?
Yeah, go ahead.
Alright, if a guy really says, I really want to get to know you better, he probably is meaning, so I can tell my friends about it. Oh, yeah. All you hot girls out there, now you know. There's more. Oh, yeah, we got more. Go. You
it's
can do
just these. Orange juice. Try it. And he's thinking, 3 more shots and she'll have her legs wrapped around my head. That's bad.
Yeah, that is.
The next one is, I have something to tell you. Get tested. Well, that's translated too.
The next one, it says, I'll give you a call. And the guy probably is saying or thinking, I'd rather have my nipples torn off by wild dogs than see you again. I don't know, that's kind of a stretch, but...
Next one is, I've been thinking a lot, which is translated to, you're not as attractive as when I was drunk.
You can read the last one.
And the next one is, I learned a lot from you. And that really means, next.
And these I learned
are,
a lot from
yeah,
you.
Yeah, these are just kind of a... These aren't really as truthful as the
as
girls.
As the girl
are.
Ones, yeah.
These are funny, but...
Can you think of any, like, off the top of your head?
I don't think guys aren't that complicated. We don't use that secret language.
I'll call you one, you know,
we don't
sometimes.
We don't talk in a way where we say one thing, but it totally means another thing.
If some guy says, I'll call you, and he doesn't, it's probably not because he was thinking, you know, I'm going to blow her off. It's probably because he forgot to call.
Yeah.
Because I've done that, and I'm
sure there's
I'm
some
guilty.
Of them, I just can't remember, so if there's any girl listeners out there that want to mail in.
Yes, mail us in those.
Mail us, someone will be happy to read them on the next show.
Exactly. So, I got another listener question, and I thought I'd throw this in the center of the show, and he says, I'm having some problems moving on, either after a relationship or even before one has occurred. If one can't, for various reasons, what can I do? I guess he's trying to say, like, he has trouble moving on. Like, if he likes a girl, he gets stuck with her. Like, if he's been in a relationship, he has troubles moving on with the girl. And, I don't know, does this happen? Obviously it happens.
Yeah, there's lots of songs about it, too.
Country? Question, no, oh, man.
There's songs... almost every genre about this very topic of moving on.
That is true. I unplugged my headphones.
Okay, I was making sure you didn't unplug the stream or something.
No, I just unplugged my headphones.
Okay.
You should have seen Adam's face. He's like...
Have you checked the stream lately? Okay, anyway.
Yeah, we're good. I'll try to connect. Nope.
Yeah, there's...
Somebody owned Spin FM. We don't know who it was, but...
There's lots of various... great topic. Moving on.
See, like...
You almost have to, as crappy as it sounds, you almost have to disconnect yourself from your previous life for a while in order to move on. And they also say that if you were in a, you know, your relationship, it's going to take half as long as a relationship lasted to get over it. So this means that if you were in a 2-year relationship, you probably should give yourself about a year. I know that seems like a lot to most people, and most people probably don't need it. It just kind of depends on how fast you can get over something.
Yeah, it's kind of a stretch.
People should give themselves time. If you've been in a long relationship, don't jump. That first reaction is to go home with whoever it'll take you. And you shouldn't
do that. That's bad. Yeah, rebounds aren't good. But, like, obviously we all go through, like, losing somebody and just not, like, you can't stop thinking about them, you know, sort of thing. And you'll catch yourself, like, listening to music that you played together. Like, that's happened to me. Like, you know, you just sit there and you're just like, man, that was our song. Or, like, man, I went to that concert with her and man, that was great. And then you just find yourself, like, 2 weeks after you were cool, you listen to the song again and it's just, like, throws you back into this spinny downward spiral.
When you're going through the hard times and listening to music that you like, well, you're going to taint that music and it's going to have bad memories instead of good. So.
Yeah, exactly. So don't worry about the. I mean, listen to some punk.
Listen to the music that your ex didn't like.
That would make it good.
Or just don't listen to music at all. Just do something else.
Run.
Yeah, like that's a good way of getting over things. Is become more physical. Go work out.
I play the drums.
Go sweat the pain.
I play the drums. All summer I played the drums. Oh yeah, fun times. Let's see. Do you like? Let's see. Listen to music. Like, what are other things that like you catch yourself in? Like I can't think of things that I'd catch myself in.
Don't go through all the email or letters or whatever she sent you.
Those nudie pics that you took of.
Don't go through with stuff like that. And just kind of makes it disconnect from your previous life for a while.
Yeah.
I mean, you know that you're hurting yourself when you're looking at the old thing, reading the old thing.
It just, yeah, you need a.
It might feel. I don't know. Like,
you need to have time to disconnect.
Why, I don't know why people do that in the first place.
What? Like, go back to
when
the
it's
things.
Over, like almost like, you know, reminisce, whatever, just make it worse.
Yeah, but it's because people want to relive the good memories, and they can't because they're stuck in this idea that, you know, hey, if I listen to the song that we, you know, dance to, it's going to, I'll remember the good times we had. And then in reality, you remember the good times, and then you're like, fuck, I don't have her anymore. So it's like, or him, I guess, if you're a girl. So it's not a good idea to do that. I mean,
one thing you have to realize is that because most of the time people who are going through the hard times or people who were dumped, you gotta realize that even if you could get back with that person, they've dumped you once, they'll do it again.
Yeah.
And if you can get back with them, it's not gonna make, you know, chances of it actually working out.
Things are never gonna be the same.
Yeah. You're gonna lose some trust there because you're gonna feel like you're on the end of your rope all the time.
Exactly. So, just, I mean, it's hard to say just to move on and, like, you know, forget about things. But, I mean, do it. Go out and find new girls to talk to. Find, you know, get online, and even if it's just some internet girl you can just, you know, rant to and, like, spill your guts to. Some person that doesn't really care and it doesn't matter, you know. It's always good to spill your guts. Or, like, a close friend. Or email us and just, like, spill your guts.
Come on, be on Rant Radio.
Exactly.
And have your own show about it.
Yeah.
Or just come be on Geek Club Radio.
Yeah, email us, be on our show, do whatever. But, so yeah, that's the moving on section. Well, we can have more of a structured moving on thing, too, if we want. I know Nikolai wanted to talk about this because he had some things about moving on that he was going to share. But, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, you just kind of make sure you have you time. You need that more than anything. Don't take the time to. Don't spend your you time thinking about you and that person. Focus on yourself.
The person you should be most worried about, first and foremost, is yourself. Don't worry about, like, what she's doing. Don't worry about what other people are going to think about it. I mean, as long as. I mean, you're the first person you got to think about. And that goes, like, for any other advice you give out, too, you know? Think about yourself first, because as much as it's cool to go and, you know, talk to girls and stuff, it's I mean, if it's gonna cause some damage to your, you know, to you somehow, it's probably not a good idea.
There's gonna be a life change coming. Things are gonna get different for you. And people, what they say is, after winter comes spring, and every day is a new day. So you just gotta keep moving on, not dwell on the past.
Yes, yes. Okay.
So, yeah. We'll need to go into that topic more in depth later. On another show.
I want to break in really quick. We were supposed to have some guests on our show tonight. And some girl I never met, but she listened to our show and she wanted to be on the show. So I invited her over, and then somehow she decided that she wasn't going to come over. And instead of you know, me being pissed about it, I gave her an ultimatum that I wouldn't bug her about it if she brought over all her sorority girls. So next week or sometime in the future, we might have a sorority girl show. No promises, but we might.
That might bring in some listeners.
Sorority girls. Iowa State sorority girls. I don't remember which sorority though. There's like a couple sorority girls on our show already. Yeah, that's pretty cool. But alright, like I have on the show notes that we were gonna listen to Sean Kennedy rant. But this week we were riding in the car. Adam and I were riding in the car back from Walmart. The devil.
Corporate evil.
Yes. And we were in the car and we were listening to the radio, and all of a sudden this song comes on. I guess it's not really a song, it's a rant. And like, I've never really heard a rant on the actual like FM radio before about things. And it was just hilarious. And I mean, it has to do with about everything. And I just thought that this would be a good little interlude to the show. And let me get that rant set up. It's, you know more about it, so you...
Yeah, it was just one of those things where we listened to it, and my first reaction was, whoa, Sean Kennedy could do way better than this.
Yeah.
And
definitely. But it's pretty funny, I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, and it's some group called Lazy Boy, and there's some comedian. It's a comedian actually ranting on it. It's not... I think it's David something.
I don't know.
And the song is called Underwear. I think something about underwear outside the pants.
Yeah, underwear outside the pants. If you guys want to know, and if you want to, like, you know, click, just go on Google and look for Lazy Boy's Underwear Outside the Pants or something like that, and I'm sure it'll pop up. But, alright. It's queued up. Let me get it. Alright, here is that song.
Why is marijuana not legal? Why is marijuana not legal? It's a natural plant that grows in the dirt. You know what's not natural? 80-year-old dudes with hard-ons. That's not natural, but we got pills for that. We're dedicating all our medical resources to keeping the old guys erect, but we're putting people in jail for smoking something that grows in the dirt. You know, we have more prescription drugs now. Every commercial on TV is a prescription drug ad. I can't watch TV for 4 minutes without thinking I have 5 serious diseases. Like, do you ever wake up tired in the morning? Oh my God, I have this. Write this down. Whatever it is, I have it. Half the time, you don't even know what the commercial is. There's people running through fields or flying kites or swimming in the ocean. Like, that is the greatest disease ever. How do you get that? That disease comes with a hot chick and a puppy. The schools, now it's all about self-esteem in the schools. Build the kids' self-esteem. Make them feel good about themselves. If everybody grows up with high self-esteem, who's going to dance in our strip clubs? What's going to happen to our porno industry? These women don't just grow on trees. It takes lots of drunk daddies missing a lot of dance recitals before you decide to blow a goat on the internet for $50. And if that disappears, where does that leave me on a Friday with my new high-speed connection? Backpack, then you'll get on the bus and you'll blow yourself up. Why do I have to blow myself up? Why don't I put... who's the f***ing mastermind here? Me or you? Americans, let's face it, we've been a spoiled country for a long time. You know what the number one health risk in America is? Obesity. Obesity. They say we're in the middle of an obesity epidemic. An epidemic like it's polio. Like we'll be telling our grandkids about it one day. The great obesity epidemic of 2004. How'd you get through it, Grandpa? Oh, it was horrible, Johnny. There was cheesecake and pork chops everywhere. Nobody knows why we're getting fatter. Look at our lifestyles. I'll sit at a drive-thru. I'll sit there behind 15 other cars instead of getting up and making an 8-foot walk to the totally empty counter. Everything's mega meal, super size. Want biggie fries with that? Want a jumbo fry? Want to go large? Want a biggie fry? Want a 30 burgers for a nickel? You fat motherfucker, there's room in the bag. Take it. You want a 55-gallon drum of Coke with that? It's only 3 more cents. You gotta suffer a little in your youth to motivate you to succeed later in life. You think if Bill Gates got laid in high school, do you think there'd be a Microsoft? Of course not. You gotta spend a lot of time stuffing your own locker with your underwear wedged up your ass before you start thinking, I'm gonna take over the world with computers, you'll see, I'll show them. We're in one of the richest countries in the world, and the minimum wage is lower now than it was 35 years ago. There are homeless people everywhere. This homeless guy asked me for money the other day. I was about to give it to him, and I thought he's just going to use it on drugs or alcohol. And then I thought, that's what I'm going to use it on. Why am I judging this poor bastard? People love to judge homeless guys. Like, you give him the money, he's just going to waste it. He's going to waste the money. Well, he lives in a box. What do you want him to do with it? Save it up and buy a wall unit? Take a little run to the store for a throw rug and a CD rack? He's homeless. I walked behind this guy the other day. A homeless guy asked him for money. He looks right at the homeless guy. He goes, why don't you go and get a job, you bum? People always say that to homeless guys. Get a job, like it's always that easy. This homeless guy was wearing his underwear outside his pants. I'm guessing his resume ain't all up to date. I'm predicting some problems during the interview process. I'm pretty sure even McDonald's has an underwear go inside the pants policy. Not that they enforce it very strictly, but technically, I'm sure it's on the books.
Back, and I almost caused some feedback there. That was good. Sorry. Good that I didn't scream into the mic.
We're back.
Bruh. Welcome back, girl.
Bruh. So, yeah. That was funny. Oh my god, I woke up in the middle of the night. And they're like, do you ever wake up in the middle of the night?
No, I never wake up in the morning. Oh my god, I have
it. Oh my god, I have that.
It's so true. Like, none of those prescription drug commercials, they're always like somebody like walking through a field.
Yeah, who in the hell walks through a field?
I want that disease.
I have an impotence problem. I'm gonna walk through a field. Man, the ideas of our nation, man. We have one messed up country. I'm not gonna lie, we have a messed up country.
I'm gonna take a second here to tell them, remind Nikolai that we're doing this show.
He's telling us about his take-home exam. He's not on the show tonight because he has a take-home exam and he forgot it somewhere.
He said he forgot his... He told me that he forgot his backpack at the quilt convention he went to.
The quilt convention?
I forgot my backpack at the quilt convention.
We're going to have a talk with that kid.
I didn't know they had a quilt convention here. Come on, I didn't know about this.
Yeah, we would have gone.
Yeah, we would have him to Geek Club Radio at the quilt convention.
Maybe we would have made a quilt.
Like, two geek quilts. Here's some internet radio.
I'm sure there's some hot girls there. I'm not gonna lie.
Maybe back when they were in their 20s.
Hey, you know, girls that can sew are kind of attractive. That turns me on.
Well, I'm sorry, my grandma's taken.
Oh, ouch. That's alright.
I don't know too many younger girls that
sew.
Like, I know a lot of them that will knit.
Oh, man, I know a lot of girls that knit.
Yeah.
But sew,
like,
I don't know.
Even I can knit.
I've never really learned in it, but I guess it's never
I'm
too
sure
late.
I'm sure they can, they just don't. A lot of girls don't do. I mean, I can sew. I had to take home ec, so.
Ladies, message us. Do you think it's cool for a guy to know how to knit? And if it is, I might learn.
You should make yourself a nice scarf.
I'll make myself a scarf.
Pico Regio.
That'd be awesome.
That would be a leaf scarf.
That would be so cool. A Kiko Radio scarf. Oh, let's see. Where were we at? Oh, yeah. We'll just say about things that we were going to talk about next week. But let's see. All right. My top 10 list this week is... Last week, as we mentioned before, we talked about top 10... Or not top 10. Just things that women say to confuse the hell out of guys. And this week I found an article about top 10 games women play to guys. And these are just some of the ones. I'm not gonna, it takes too long to read them, man. I'm just gonna read it, and then we can just try to guess what it's about and see how close we were. You wanna do that? Let's have a game. You're gonna cheat then, Reed. Alright, number 10. We'll just do one, I'll do one, you do one, because okay. I don't want to have to talk the whole time. Alright, number 10, the waiting game. Basically, you called her, and although you usually don't do this, she's playing you, basically. You just sit there and let, have girls, sit there, and you call them, and they play this little game. They're like, alright, I'm not going to call them quite yet, I'm not going to call them back, or they make guys wait for things. Yeah, I was always pissed off in high school when I'd, take a girl out, for homecoming or something, or prom, and, I'd go to her house and she wasn't ready yet. I'm like, you had all fucking day to get ready, and, you're not ready yet. You'd think, it'd take them a whole 5 extra minutes, if they started early. But, yeah, the waiting game.
Number 9,
go for it.
Okay, try to tell them what the name of the game is.
Yes.
First. Okay, this is the bait game. An example is, I think I look fat in these pants. Do you? Scenario. It's a tricky situation.
Yeah,
I'm here for her opinion. It's important to her. She wants to make sure you find her desirable. But by framing the question as an effort to validate her own opinion, she's baiting you into jamming your foot into your mouth.
Yeah. So basically, you're sitting there and, you're just going into her trap of questions, I guess. Kind of like what we talked about before.
Because if you're not paying attention, they're going to go. They're going to say, yeah. And then they're going to be like, oh, shit.
Yeah.
I mean, no. You don't look fat.
You don't. Yeah, I mean, oh. Damn it. I messed up again. No, I'm joking. I scared you, though, didn't I?
Mike, check.
Check the streams. Check the stream. All right, good. Alright, number 8. The playing dumb game. This happens when she doesn't want to do something. And you gotta take care of it. And she'll play the, I don't know how to do that, or something game. Guys, don't get fooled by this. Girls always do this. I don't know how to change a tire. Screw that, man. Everybody learned how to change a tire in driver's ed. So there's no reason for girls not to know how to change a tire. But no, I don't want to get my nails dirty. That's what they're thinking. And that's what happens.
I don't know. I wouldn't let my girl change the tire.
Well, I mean, I was just an example.
Not that she can't, it's just that.
That's an example, though. I mean, because there's
dirty
other
work.
Things.
It's
there's
dirty work, so I might as well do it.
Yeah, but there's other things, where they just don't want to do them, so they're just I got conned into carrying a purse this weekend. I don't know how I did that. I don't know if that's, another game, because that would obviously... I don't know. No, that's not a game. But I got conned into carrying a purse this weekend for some girls. Friday night, I was supposed to have that date, And I had to cancel the date got canceled because we got accepted to go to a tournament this weekend for our soccer team. On Tuesday, I found out, and I'm like, ah, damn it. I'm like, I got a soccer game this weekend, so I can't go on the date with you. She's like, okay, don't worry about it. That's kind of what basically happened. So... Thursday rolls around and I don't have. What the hell are you doing?
I'm just gonna go, basically.
Oh. So, Thursday rolls around and they're like, oh, we're not gonna go to this tournament anymore. So I was screwed without a date and nothing to do. And I met up with my best girlfriend. Man, I sound like a girl when I say that. Oh, what up, girlfriend? But, yeah, so I met with my best friend that's a girl, and she like went out with her friends for like Halloween, and I ended up carrying their purses because they didn't know where to take their purses, and they like had no pockets, and their outfits were covering nothing, and I didn't want to leave them walking around, you know, by themselves. Like, I kid you not, if like one of the girls was wearing a Naughty Nurse outfit, every time she lifted her elbows, like her skirt would raise and like reveal her underwear. So like, they were drunk, and I was just trying to make sure like they didn't do something stupid. So I got conned into carrying a person watching over them. So yeah, I guess that could be considered playing the dump or bait game. I don't know. All right.
The next one is the hard to get game. This isn't always just a matter of presenting yourself as a challenge. Some women will hold back feelings if there isn't a risk involved. She could be testing the water before she dives in, as she needs to make sure that you're worth the risk.
Yeah, that's evil too. Because, like, as a guy, you don't know if she's like, doesn't have interest in you, or like what's going on. And if she's playing hard to get, you're just like, damn it. Some guys don't want to play the game. And girls, I'm not gonna lie, I'm getting kind of sick of that game, because if I'm interested in a girl, I'm gonna go for it, and if she's not interested in me, I'm gonna say fuck it. And that's how things go. And if some girl is gonna play hard to get, then that's her fault, and she's missing out on everything I have to offer. So that's a threat, ladies. That's a threat. Oh, yeah.
Moving on.
Yes.
The We Need to Talk game. This game usually begins when you're watching some major sporting event, like the Super Bowl. Once again...
Talking to the mic, dude.
Oh, I thought I was talking pretty loud.
No. It doesn't...
Talking into the mic.
Yeah, that's loud.
Okay. Once again, she's testing to see what your priorities are. She needs your attention, and she wants it now.
Yes.
Yeah, and that might, you know, come if you're like...
I think this happens more when
you're playing video games or you're on your computer, and...
I think this happens more when you're dating like already.
Yeah.
Because, like, you don't know...
Oh, yeah, it does.
Because, I mean, most girls are like, hey, we need to talk, and you're just like, damn it, I did something wrong.
But you should...
I mean, do it, because you have nothing to lose, obviously. And if she has something to say, you probably better listen, because it might affect things. So,
but if you hear that, you should do a really quick self-evaluation of where your priorities are at.
Be like, holy shit, holy shit, holy shit. So, yeah.
I wonder why people can't hear me this week.
Dude, I can hear you fine. I don't know what's wrong. It's because you're going like this.
Well, because I didn't want to talk directly into the mic.
Yeah, but you have to, because these mics are $8 mics. They suck.
I always talk like that over there, and it was fine.
Yeah, because...
I'm just not in the engineering chair. That's why people can't hear me.
Exactly. Adam.
So, thank you to
Speak up, dude.
Thank you to engineering... Engineer Sarah.
Thank you, Engineer Sarah. All right. Let's go on to the next one. The trading goods for services game. She'll often take advantage of this game when sex is on the line. She implicitly offers to give you sex in exchange for something she wants you to do. There aren't many women out there who can resist a man who helps around the house, shops for shoes with them, or agrees to treat his mother-in-law to dinner. Now this is evil. This one is evil. The idea that you can't have me if you don't do things for me. That is wrong. I don't care what girl you are.
Yeah, I would back out.
But you know what? We all get suckered into it because we don't think about it. And
yeah.
It sucks.
It's true. When it's laid out like this, you don't realize it, but...
I mean, no.
I mean, when it's not... When it's like laid out like this, you realize it, but in real life, it's not so...
Like me carrying the purse, you know? Why did I do that? I don't know. Somehow between walking... I was walking 5 blocks with him. Sometime in that 5 blocks, I agreed to carry the purse. I got to this party, and I was like, I walked into the party with the 4 girls. I'm like, hey, I'm walking into the party with 4 girls. You know, it's kind of cool. I get there, some dude looks at me, he laughs. He's like, oh, so you're the purse bitch tonight. And I'm like, what the? Holy shit, I'm carrying a purse.
I didn't realize.
I seriously did not realize I was carrying the purse.
You should have played it off like, yeah, that's my costume.
I'm like, no. I'm like, I seriously did not realize I was carrying the purse. I don't know when it happened or, like, how it happened. And I was sober, and I was walking these girls. I think, it was incredible. I've never had something like that happen to me. I, like, look down, and I have, shut up. I look down, and I have a purse in my hand. I'm like, holy crap. All right. So don't trade goods for services, guys. Stand up and be like, no, screw you. You won't get me tonight. So, all right. The next one is the reverse psychology game. This usually occurs when she says the opposite of what she really wants, hoping you will do exactly what she wants you to do. For example, she wants you to do the dishes, but she doesn't want to come right out and say it. Instead, she says, she'll do the dishes, only you later discover that she's mad at you because you didn't help. Confusing? I know. Yes. Why do girls do that? We're simple-minded folk. Like, just tell us. Just be like, wash the dishes. Come on.
I don't know if they just want to play the game or if they're worried they're going to be offensive or don't want to be bossy.
I think they just want to know if their husband and, like, if they're on the same level, you know, they're in the same playing field. They got the brainwave thing going on. Because some couples do that, you know. The wife's like, oh, man. She's like, no, I'll do the dishes or whatever. And the husband will be like, she's like, I can tell you want me to do the dishes. And
well, I was thinking about this weekend. Something along those lines.
Dishes?
No, the. We can talk about that after I get done saying this. Yeah, I went obsessive compulsive last night.
Let's talk about that after the number one.
Okay. Well, anyway, I was thinking that in relationships, there's the guy's trying to train the girl into certain things, and the girl's trying to train the guy into certain things.
It always happens.
And that's where the conflict begins. And I'd say more often the girl wins that.
Yeah.
And just last week, I was watching the new South Park. Right before they came on, it was some comedian thing.
Yeah.
He was talking about that very subject about how he was trained and he didn't even know it.
Yeah, that was a blue collar comedy tour.
Or he was there laying in bed and his wife goes, I'm cold. So he goes and he gets out of bed and he turns on the heat and gets back, and when he's walking back to the bed, he's just like, whoa. Yeah. I wasn't even cold.
I wasn't even cold. What the hell am I doing standing up? Yeah.
That's so true, but you know what? Like, part of me, I would realize, you know, it's not so much being trained, it's just that you're being polite and nice.
Yeah, but sometimes you don't even realize you're doing it. Perfect example, the purse, man. I don't remember it. I can honestly say I don't remember taking the purse. Or I remember asking me to carry the purse, but I said no. And then somehow between then, I just got stuck with the purse. So, yeah.
Yeah, so I wanted to remember that for the show, so I'm glad I did.
Good one. Yeah, that's a funny comedy thing, though. Have you ever seen Blue Collar Comedy
Tour? It's
like
Jeff Foxworthy.
Yeah. It's
guys.
A hick thing for all you guys that are in the Midwest. I'm sure you guys have seen
for
it.
For all those. You might be a redneck kid, I think.
Yeah.
If you listen to Geek Club Radio, you might be a redneck. That's not funny, but
no. No.
If you listen to Geek Club Radio.
That's like an oxymoron, dude. Geek Love.
Yeah.
And then redneck. Those are like two of the opposite, you know, phrases. Anyhow. Alright, the mind reading game. Number three, the mind reading game. This is usually played alongside with reverse psychology game. Fellas, she wants you to read her mind because she thinks that if you really cared, you would know exactly what she wants. Although this is not a logical game, far from it. Women still expect you to get them. Huh. I have this weird thing that I can just read people really easy. Like, especially women, because women are easier to read than guys. Because guys are kind of simple-minded, and most women think along the same lines, whether they like to admit it or not. So, I can see that's true, but why? I don't know. I haven't had experience, I guess, in this, where women want me to read them their minds. Other, like, than on purpose, but, yeah. Hmm.
I think you need to have a little bit of that ability to begin with, just so you can judge people. It's kind of, that's one of those everyday necessities that you need.
Yeah.
The game of life is to be able to read people.
They say here, I'm like, don't try to guess what she wants. If you play the guessing game, you're likely to go wrong somewhere. And that's true. I mean, huh. She said she wanted a toaster. And then you buy her the toaster, and she's like, where's that diamond ring? And you're screwed. So,
I don't think I've never been played this before.
No, neither have I.
Maybe it's going extinct.
All the other games, yeah, sometimes have been played like that, but this next one, definitely. Do you want to read it?
Okay.
Number two.
The silent treatment game. You know you've done something wrong when she doesn't speak to you and gives you the cold shoulder. The thing is, you have no clue why she's so ticked.
That happens so much. You're just like, so you're going to talk to me? And they're like, just don't talk. And you're just like, come on. You're like, this kind of sucks.
And whatever you say, whatever you do, don't say, fine, don't talk to me.
Exactly.
Because that just
pisses them off more, I guess.
It goes from angry level 1 to anger level 2.
But then she starts bitching at you, so I guess it's kind of, you know, one of those helpful things. No, man, that sucks. I don't like that, because I'm a big fan of communication.
You go to work, and you have a black eye, and they're like, what happened to you? Oh, I lost the silent treatment game.
Don't worry about it.
And they're like, oh, okay.
Oh.
I've been there.
We're sorry. Man, silent treatment.
Yeah, so don't ask her what her problems is or are.
I always played the silent game when I was little. Or the repeating game. I'm going to repeat everything you say.
Good work.
Good work.
Sweet.
Sweet.
Now's your time for an audio clip. For a remix.
Right.
I can't switch languages because you know all the languages.
Yeah, beat that, bitch.
I can maybe speak some English really fast.
Yeah, I can't do that. Alright, the last one, number one, the ultimatum game. And this is the big kahuna of all games. It happens when the relationship is on the line. She expects something big, possibly marriage, moving in together, or a ring. And if you aren't ready to take the step with her, she's willing to move on. This may be a bluff, or it may not. Now that's an evil game. That's probably the worst one of all of these, men. Because she's just like, yeah, screw you, or screw you.
I think that if she was acting like that, then you should let her move on, because you don't want to be with the person. Definitely don't want to marry someone who's going to do the ultimatum game, probably.
Yeah, no crap. I wouldn't want to be married to a girl that was like giving me ultimatums.
I mean, you're going to get whipped either way, but, man, you're going to be a ball and chain at that point.
Exactly. If you aren't ready to take the relationship a step further, then it might be time to cut your losses. All right.
Another 20 minutes.
You want to talk about your OCD? Adam went on this OCD kick this weekend. He decided to clean our whole apartment.
He's bugging me. I have a problem where I'm not obsessive compulsive with cleaning all the time. Just once in a while. And it's usually triggered by dirty dishes that are piled up in the sink.
Our kitchen is spotless.
Yeah,
which I'd like to thank Adam for.
And if I see someone put their dirty dish in the sink instead of the dishwasher, I'm gonna blow up.
did you yell it?
I didn't take, like, when I have that problem, I clean so fast. Like, I had everything clean. I cleaned the bathroom. I did kitchen. I swept in both rooms.
Yeah.
Did some dishes.
That was awesome.
Cleaned the counters. Did dishes by hand, too, that went into the dishwasher.
Man, you're like the girl's perfect husband, man. Seriously. Ladies.
It's mostly triggered by dirty dishes.
Start your bids, ladies. I wonder if we can make some money beating ourselves off.
Probably not.
Probably not. I know. So sad. Talking about bidding, I got a date auction I got to plan for our soccer team. I mentioned this on the show before, but we get a...
Are you going to auction off Eric?
When? On the radio show?
No, on your soccer club.
No. No.
You could try.
No, he's not on the team.
He needs a date.
Yeah, I know he needs a date, but maybe I can auction myself off, and then I'll just put Eric in my date, like, in my place for my
date. Yeah, disclaimer, this is that you'll have, like,
the product is
a
not...
A doppelganger.
I'll have, like, a little disclaimer, like, attached to me in, like, really small fine print with the thing. It says, the item on stage isn't actually as it appears during the date.
That's funny.
Oh, yeah. Nothing like some good old fun.
Like, display use only, not for resale.
Not for resale. Oh, man. Alright, dating tips of the week. Last week we talked about girls that you'd want to avoid dating, and this week I came up with a list of guys you'd want to avoid dating, and we can talk about these in detail. The Femi is the first one. The guy that takes way more time to get ready than you. He's more worried about what his ass looks like in his jeans and who's going to see him in them, I guess. I wrote this and I can't read this, dude.
Well, I think that one, like, there's a lot of girls out there that are looking for a metro.
Yeah.
They want a gay guy who's not gay, basically.
Yeah. There's, like, but, I mean, there's a certain extent, man, because, I mean, you can dress nice and you can, you know, but I know a kid. He has a girlfriend, but this dude takes, like, forever to get ready, man. He used to be one of my old sweet mates at my other college. And he would seriously work on his hair for, like, a half hour, 45 minutes. And he had no hair. Like, his hair was cut so short, man. It was, like, a quarter of an inch long. And he would work on his hair. He'd, like, make sure every little hair was perfect. And his older brother, I went to high school with his older brother, exact same way. Like, I think it's a family thing, but obviously it's a family thing. But he takes so much time, and, like, even on his clothes, he's so picky about his clothes. They have to be perfect. He, like, matches everything up.
Does he come from, like, a military family or something?
No, not at all. He comes from, a huge family, and they don't, like, I mean, I don't know. It's, none of his other siblings are like this. His mom just makes fun of him because he's like it. His dad wants to kick the shit out of him. No, I'm joking. But his dad, you know, is just like, dude, chill. But I don't know. Overextensiveness of being if you're a feminine guy, I'm in touch with my feminine side. I cry during, you know, sad movies. No, I don't.
Yeah, I've cried during movies.
All right, the last movie, I'm admitting this on the radio. The last movie I cried about was My Girl. That was sad. When the kid died, man, through bees, I'm like really, like, I'm scared of bees. So, yeah. What we got?
Okay, well, I was thinking, like, the last movie I cried at My Dog Skip. And I cried at Titanic.
You cried at Titanic?
Yeah.
I did. Sorry, I have to laugh. That's really funny.
It was sad to me.
Leonardo dies. I saw Leonardo last week. Did I? I took pictures of Leonardo last week. He was here on campus, and I got the pleasure of doing photography. Woohoo. Adam. Oh.
Okay, I'm just reading. We got a message that says, what are you two talking about? What the hell are you two talking about? You are not Metro? Because I thought you were. I don't think we said that we were.
I don't think we are.
You had that on your guys to avoid dating.
I think she thinks I'm Metro.
Oh. I get called Metro, too, so.
Yeah. I'm a styly dresser, I'll admit it. I like to dress nice. I like women seeing me in my peak.
Yeah, we're fighting over the bathroom every morning trying to get ready.
Yeah.
Just kidding.
Adam with his hair.
No one's there when I go in there.
I know. Adam with his hair. Man, spent so much time on it. I always used to do that. He was like shaking his hair. Alright, the next guy you'd want to avoid dating, ladies. I didn't know what to name this guy, so I just put him the Homer. And, like, by Homer, I mean the guy that's graduated from college and lives at home with his parents and is always in his pajamas playing Sega.
Always in his pajamas playing Sega.
You know, have you ever seen the movie Mallrats?
I've seen it, but
That reminded me of that. So, I mean, that's obviously a guy you don't want to date. He has no motivation in life, you know. If he's just gonna sit there in his parents' house and eat his parents' food and That's probably not somebody you want to date. Because you're going to end up living with the parents if you marry him or something.
Waiting for his mom to die.
No, that's so bad.
Like, live with his mom until she dies.
All right.
Okay, the next one is the mega grunge. The guy that hasn't washed his hair in 3 weeks and is and continues to talk about the last time he was high.
Some ladies like that, but
I haven't seen too many people like that anymore, really.
Dude, there's a ton.
Although I can't stand dreadlocks.
Okay, dreadlocks even, on white guys.
You know, even seeing dreadlocks on girls, it's nasty.
It's nasty.
Just because you know how dreadlocks are put together and created. So.
Well, one of my friends from my old college, good friend, he decided he has like really curly hair and he like froed it out one day. He's like, you know what, I'm just gonna grow dreads. So for a year he grew dreads. I mean, they were pretty cool, I'm not gonna lie, but like they started getting really nasty after a while. Like he'd like put so much wax in them and stuff, you know, just to get that curl, and oh man, it was so gross. Like touching it, you're just like, ah, there's like animals or something living in there. But I mean, dude, there's a ton of guys I know like from my hometown that are like this, you know. They think they're into this hardcore punk scene, and like, honestly, I'm not gonna lie, most of those guys are just posers because they don't know what it's all about. Yes, punk, talking about that. So yeah, stop posing, guys. Take a shower. Damn it, we said it, dude. Every episode. All right. The next one. You want to read the next one? Cause
no, you can go ahead and read the next one.
All right, the gamer. Yeah, unfortunately, ladies, as hot and nerdy as he might be, the guy that sits and plays video games and has more friends online in this virtual game than he has in real life might want to reconsider dating him. Rupees don't count for real money. Like, unless you're in some place that has actually rupees as their currency. But, like, I was thinking of Zelda.
Yeah.
Like but
I got 999 rupees. This is high as it go. What's your problem?
Let's go to dinner. I'll pay with my rupees.
I got magic potion for you.
Oh, man. There's some guys out there that seriously live in this world of, like, fantasy. Because they're always talking about, like, man, when Gandalf comes and saves us.
Hey, there's the RPG girls, too.
Yeah.
So
like,
maybe they have their own.
They can hook up. Dude, remember we walked into that comic store last during Visha?
Yeah. We were playing Dungeons and Dragons and
no,
stuff.
No. It was the Magic. Magic the Gathering. No offense to any of you who play Magic, but this was the biggest, like... Like, I guess this was the... We should advertise our show there.
Yeah, we should.
I'm gonna go down there, like, tomorrow.
It's a comic store, and
it's a comic store.
Yeah,
we missed the break going
right
through the window.
They were right here.
It was, like, the biggest bunch of, like, gathering of Magic people I've seen ever. Like, we tried walking through the store, and we couldn't walk around. We had to leave.
Yeah, and you could smell B.O.
It was so sad.
Yeah, it was.
They'll probably, like, after we advertise this and they, like, download the show, they'll be like, hey, they were making fun of us. Let's kick their ass. All right.
I'm going to put an evil spell on you.
Ah!
I stole all your rubies.
My magic card number 35 is going to kick your ass.
Be like, my hit points are no match for yours.
Alright, number the next one, because these aren't numbered. Alright, you can read this one.
The dumb jock?
Yes.
The guy that finds a good time in smashing into other guys off the field and smashing beer cans on his head. The guy that, when you ask if he is into the arts, he brings up WWF or whatever the fuck it is now.
I didn't know what the fuck it was called.
I think it's called the WWE.
What the hell? Why did they change this?
I think they bought out some other wrestling company.
Oh.
And then they changed their name.
That's
yeah,
so
yeah,
dumb
they,
though,
I
man.
I think they bought out WCW a bunch of years ago.
Man.
That's not on TV anymore.
I know it's not on TV, but... like, seriously, ladies... If you're going to date a guy, I mean, don't just date him for his bodies. Although, I know you ladies are out there looking for, like, guys with hot bodies. But if he's as dumb as, like, a sack of coal or, like, a brick, nothing's going to happen. You're going to be sitting there I mean, think about it. You're going to have to support this guy for the rest of your life because he's obviously not going to go anywhere unless he thinks he can get somewhere with football.
And
or, like, basketball or something. Whatever sport this dude plays, and he's stupid.
And you won't get any action on Monday nights because he'll be switching between Monday Night Football and WWE.
Yeah, exactly. And it's not even jocks. I mean, like, just regular stupid guys. I mean,
yeah.
If he... Ask him, like, what the definition of, like... feminine, I don't know, just look up a word in the dictionary that's, you know, pretty common, ask him what the definition is, and, like, make that a, be like, hey, what's this? If he gives, like, a semi-intelligent answer, then you know he might be worth going after. But, man, I seriously can't stand this, like, I don't know. Ignorant people, man, really piss me off. I'm not gonna lie, that's my pet peeve, stupid people. It's
yeah.
been said, it's been done.
Stupid people.
Stupid people piss me off. I see stupid people.
The people who mispronounce, like, certain things, like...
Like?
One of my biggest pet peeves, people who... You know, like, Reese's Peanut Butter Cups?
Yeah.
People who refer to them as Reese's.
Reese's? I'm gonna start saying that now.
Oh, it doesn't bother me that much, but it used to. It bothered me so much to a point, like, in high school where, like, whenever there was some sort of, like... think of people would bring treats to the class or whatever. They always would bring Reese's because I was in the class.
They're sad.
And they call like, Adam, we brought Reese's. Like, ah.
You're like, no. Alright, let's see. Last one to talk about. We're doing pretty good on time, too. Last one, the drunken lover. I couldn't think of another name for this guy because this is the guy that overtly shows affection when he's drunk. Although he might seem like he's a stud, he might seem like he's cool and smart, he's drunk. He's a pussy. That's what I wrote. I'm like, if this guy can't, you know, do this to girls, like, if he can't be the Mr. Casanova without being drunk, freaking dump his ass, man. That's another thing I can't stand. I can't stand, like, guys that think they can get all over girls because they're drunk. Man, I got drunk this weekend and I, like, got three girls, man, and... I'm just like, shut the fuck up, man. I'm like, seriously.
Angry Richard.
If you can get girls when you're sober, then I'll, like, give you props, you know? But if you're just sitting there and you use alcohol and it's... Oh, this is going to go... Yeah. All right, the rant I had lined up this week, you know, by Sean Kennedy was about alcoholism. And, like, how people use alcohol for their, like, excuses for things. That's going to go on the next show the next week, because I am definitely upset about this one. I hate guys that use alcohol as excuses for shit, because, yeah, that really pisses me off. Oh, we got kicked off the stream, man. One of them.
Let me check. Probably.
It's a low rant.
I'll check. I'll take care of it.
Okay. So, yeah.
Okay, reconnect.
So, we... There we go. We're back on. Sorry, low stream listeners. We got disconnected.
Only once during our show so far. That's good.
Okay. So, yeah, that really pisses me off when there's guys out there that think they can take advantage of girls when they're drunk. When guys are drunk. Especially when girls are drunk, too. Man, if I ever, if I'm, like, at a party and I see some guy, like, hitting on some girl and she's, like, trying to get away, man... I'm not a big guy, but I'm going to go talk to the dude and be like, hey, you know what, leave her alone. And, like, I've done it before, and it just pisses me off. I can't stand it when guys do that. I'm just like, grow the fuck up, man. Just get sober and then hit on her, because, yeah, you just look like a dumbass. I'm doing this for their own benefit. If not, I have to kick their ass. So, yeah, that's my rant for the night, I guess. That really sets up a good show for next week, too, because...
Yep.
I hate guys that do that, man. I'm pissed.
So, here we are in the month of November.
Yeah, we decided not to do a November plan, because our October plan's going to go so well. So...
And November's going to get busy, plus we have...
Yeah, we have
break.
Finals.
And we have a...
Break.
We have that 1 week that we don't have... We have our Thanksgiving break here.
Are we going to have a show then? We still have class.
Is that the week of the 28th or the week of the 29th?
Or
I mean, the 22nd, I mean.
Or Yeah, it's that week, the 22nd. But we'll still be in school, actually, because I think we have class that day, don't we?
Well, we'll find out. We'll tell everybody on next show. But
yeah, we'll get back to you.
But probably not.
Yeah, we probably won't take a break, because we're good like that. Let's see, what else can we talk about?
Today actually marks the 2 months we've been doing the show.
Yeah, we're doing pretty good. I just want to mention that we've had a ton of people visit the site, keep visiting the site and downloading the show. We've had tons of downloads, man. I was surprised when I like looked at the downloads from last week compared to this week. And like, I mean, Adam can vouch. I won't like give out numbers or anything unless you want to.
You can't. It's almost.
We almost got 1,000.
Yeah.
We were really close to getting 1,000 downloads of our show this week.
So much more downloads than people actually that listen to live.
Our first show, I was looking at old stats. Our first show, we got 40 downloads of our first show. 40 people were listening to our first show. Now we have almost 1,000.
But that was just from the first week.
Yeah, that was from the first week. But that was from, like, advertising it through, like, the BinRev forums and, like, through people we knew. That was only 40 people. Now.
Yeah, it's blown up. Especially since we got on Rant Radio. That really...
Yeah, Rant Radio really helped us. You're going to see... There's going to be some big things coming from some the Spin FM site, too, because I worked some things out with them to get a lot of listeners involved. So...
Hopefully we can broadcast on their station next week.
Yeah. Kind of upset they got hacked, or, like, I don't know what the hell happened to them.
At least Rant Radio came through.
We, I'll see if I can connect again. Nope.
Oh, we got it again?
No.
Oh.
I was talking about the FM stream. It's been FM stream.
Yeah.
So do you have shout-outs or anything for this week, man?
Same shout-out as always. Shout-outs to my number one fan, who actually may be on an upcoming show.
That'd be cool.
Yeah.
Direct from? So, yeah. Anybody else?
Give a shout-out to Eric, who probably isn't busy right now. Shout-out to Nikolai, who lost his bag at a quilting convention and had his take-home exam in it, which he can't do, so that's a bummer.
You know what? He should have come to the show. I just ran about that.
Yeah. It's one of those cold November rain mornings. And I was woken up by the, not my alarm clock this morning, but by the
smoke.
The fire alarm of the building, so I had to get dressed and
evacuate.
Stay out there in the cold November rain.
No.
You was going to say cold November rain.
Yeah, you just wanted to say cold November rain. You homo.
Hey, I like that song.
I know, it's a good song. Let's see.
It is cold rain, too, though, and it like, knocks all the leaves off the tree, so it really does, like, kind of kill stuff off.
Yeah, it sucks. It's been really sucky weather here, like, the past... Probably like week. We've had no sunshine except for like Sunday.
All right, do you got your shout out?
Yeah. Before I do my shout outs, I want to say, people keep sending in your pictures and emails. You've got some new pictures that we added to the site, and embarrassing moments. I've gotten some funny embarrassing moments. We're gonna share those sometime. And let's see, what else? Oh, emails. Yeah, keep sending us your emails and updates if you guys have sent emails already, and. We'll keep responding to those and let us know what's going on. My shout-outs are going to be Majestic. He provided the background music for tonight's show. So, shout-out to Majestic. And let's see, who else? People in the forums, all the forums that are listening to us, shout-outs to Rant Radio and Spin FM again for broadcasting our show. And let's see, who else? My brother, because he's still single. And I think he's still single.
I don't think he's listening tonight though.
Yeah, he messages. He's like stupid computers. He's like, I can never get this shit to work. We're like, yeah. So my brother's still single and can't work the computer.
He's going at 11 o'clock. So
yeah. Yeah, that's pretty good. I got 2 minutes here, man.
All right.
So
let's cue the outro music.
The outro music this week is. You guys are gonna probably hate this, but this is the only thing I could find in such a short time, and I couldn't find something else. So, it's by Hoobastank, and it is The Broken. This is Richard. See you guys next week.
I never meant to do those things to you.